Monday then we started training. So there was 3 days of training, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Wednesday afternoon we left pool and started heading home. First call was Brixham. Stayed the night there. Then the next day then back out training again on the way to Newlyn. Stayed the night in Newlyn. And then left Newlyn then and went straight up for Kinsale. So that was a long leg up there, training along the way again. Stayed the night in Kinsale. Next day left Kinsale, training along the way again up as far as Yall. We called into Ballycotton to say hello. And then left Yall this morning and arrived here then at 13:41.
And so you're training the whole time along that. So it's a use for getting the lads around the boat.
That's why we don't come a direct route straight home. It's just get the hours up on the boat, get everyone used to using all the systems, and it's just repetitive, just using it over and over and over again, just to get the hours clocked up on the boat and to get used to using it.
And what happens to the lifeboat crew? Come down when you're there, have a look over the boat, is that kind of stuff? I notice you always kind of stop at lifeboat stations.
Yeah, unfortunately due to COVID we couldn't lead them down to actually go inside and have a look. But I have to say that when we called in to Kinsale, Ballycotton, Yall, it was just fantastic turnout, you know, real interest in the boat and people, and there was nothing but positive comments the whole time, you know. But
you talked about the training. How long before your whole station do you think will be up? When does that change over? I don't think people realise the new lifeboats arrive, but it's not on service.
No. So our old Trent class will be on service for the next month. So we'll be training on the new boat, getting all the rest of the crew up to speed before we as a station then say we think we're ready. At that stage, the trainers will come back again, do final assessments, and then make a decision, say yes, we think you're ready now, or you might need more training. But it's kind of a joint effort. We'll say we think we're ready, and they'll come and confirm it, and then the new boat will come on station then.
And what was it like today when you came around and you saw all those people? I don't know where they came from. Literally in the space of 10 minutes there was just a lovely row of people along the harbour wall there. Was that emotional?
It's all a bit of a blur at the minute too, but yeah, it's hard to take it all in, you know, especially with the weather. You know, if it was a fine sunny day, you'd say, but like the weather wasn't great, and yet you see the turnout of us.
Yeah.
That's what it's all
about.
Honestly, you know,
you're following in the footsteps of your dad. I know a lot of people have said it to you today, and you've been very kind of honest about that. Are you kind of thinking of that, or is that something you'll think about later?
It's 25 years ago since he bought the last boat into the harbour. And I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah.
And I remember how I felt looking at him brought it in. So it is a real community effort, the whole lifeboat. It is a centre of the community. And, you know, anytime we have fundraisers and that, we're overwhelmed by the turnout of people and generosity. And it just shows that the lifeboat is the heart of most small fishing communities like that. So it's great to see.